But if you have a Bible, please open up to Luke chapter 2. I want to simply tell a story this morning. It's not even a Bible story, but it's a true story. And I just want to share this with you because I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That He's the everlasting Father, He's the Prince of Peace. And we want to look at Luke chapter 2, verses 10 to 14. It says this, "And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was angels, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is well pleased.'" You know, ever since those words were spoken, and also long before them, mankind has been searching for peace. And at Christmas, people always talk about peace. And yet, according to the New York Times, in the last 3,400 years of recorded human history, there have only been 268 years of peace. So we don't do peace very well as human beings. That's just 8% of all recorded history we have been at peace. That's 92% of all recorded history we have been at war. So today, as I speak even, you might say, well, we're kind of at peace. Well, we're not really, because as I speak, there is 828 armed conflicts currently raging around the world in 69 countries. And most of them are driven by a religion which calls itself peace. So on this Christmas day, I want to remind you that there is peace, there is real peace. There is forever peace, the peace that passes all understanding. And it is possible, but you will never find it in mankind's governments or the media's latest philosophy or in the good intentions of men. That very first Christmas, the angel promised peace on earth. But he didn't promise it to all men. It says peace on earth to all men with whom God is well pleased. To those whom God is well pleased. So who is that? It's those who honour Him and know Him. We are the ones who get to experience real peace. Yet sometimes, in an ocean of conflict and madness, in a world of destruction and chaos, God shines a tiny candle of peace that speaks of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. So today I want to share with you a simple story of one such ray of hope that shone in the midst of a world that was full of death and destruction. It's December 1914, and the Great War has been raging for 8 months. And in that time, the German army has swept through Belgium and approached Paris, but they were repelled by a combined force of the French army and the British Expeditionary Force. It was called the Battle of Aisne. And at that point in northern France and in Belgium, the war deteriorated into what was called a static war, or trench warfare, where trenches stretched all the way from the sea up at Belgium all the way down to the Swiss border. Well, the men from both sides who had earlier joined up and marched to war so confident of victory, telling one another, "We'll be home by Christmas," now faced a Christmas in the waterlogged, freezing trenches, gazing fearfully across no man's land at their enemy. They were shelled, they were machine gunned, and they fought not only the enemy, but they also fought the cold, they fought the lice, they fought the rats in those trenches. They were lonely and afraid, freezing and miserable. I mean, what kind of Christmas was this for them? In the Ypres sector of the Western Front of Belgium, the British forces from the Northumberland Hussars 7th Division stood guard at the parapet, looking over the trenches into no man's land. And as the sound of guns and artillery faded away that Christmas day, it was replaced by another sound that was coming from the German lines beyond the wire. It sounded like this. Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht, alles schläft, einsam wacht, nur das trate hoch heilige Paar, holde Knabe in lockigen Haar, schlaf in himmlischer Ruhe, schlaf in himmlischer Ruhe. Well, a few British soldiers raised their heads above the parapet, listening to a language that they did not understand, but a tune that they did recognize. Hearing an enemy that they were told were devils intent on conquering the world, but hearing them sing praises to the same Savior that they worshipped. And they noticed that the Germans had set candles on the top of their trenches, and that in a few makeshift Christmas trees that they'd fashioned out of the few battered branches that were left after the shelling. And something broke in their spirits, a longing rose in their hearts, that on this of all days, that they might find a moment of peace in a mad world of carnage. So both sides began to shout Christmas greetings across no man's land to each other. And they stood at their posts that cold, wet, tense day, wondering what will come next. Now, further down the line in the French sector, the experience was similar. And as the guns and the shelling began to fall silent, as the French soldiers stood damp and miserable in their trenches, they too heard the sound of Christmas carols and hymns drifting across from the German trenches. And then one lone French voice began its refrain. Douce nuit, sainte nuit, dans les cieux, l'astre luit. Then one by one, the others took up the refrain, voice after voice, until they were all singing together. Le mystère annonce accompli. Cet enfant sur la paix est dormi. C'est l'amour infini. C'est l'amour infini. Then a German soldier quietly, fearfully climbed on top of the trench, waving his arms to show that he had no weapon. And he called out to the Frenchmen, and they called back. Others joined him on the top of the trench, and the French soldiers climbed from their trench, and both sides began to take terrifying steps into no man's land, calling out to each other, Frohe Weihnachten, Franzose, and Joyeux Noël, Fritz. Well, back in Ypres in the British sector, they also made their way cautiously towards no man's land in the middle of that shell-torn, blood-soaked quagmire between the trenches. And the Germans got out of their trenches, and both sides, fearful that the magic of this fragile moment could be shattered by a bullet or a shell, they met in the middle. And they began to speak to each other, although they couldn't understand each other properly, but with hand gestures and with impromptu presence of alcohol and cigarettes and chocolate, they sat and they laughed and they sang together. And some of the soldiers, well, they went about burying the many dead that were out there, but others just talked quietly and smoked together. Then one produced a football and they began to play the universal language. And reports suggest that the Germans beat the British 3-2. Some things never change. And all along the line, men swapped stories and showed photographs of their families and shared cigarettes and Christmas cheer. And the men, as the generals later described it, were fraternizing with the enemy. But for a moment or two in the midst of the horror and the death of war, a ray of hope and peace shone through as together enemies celebrated the birth of the Savior. And the British soldiers, having heard their enemies sing to the glory of God in the highest, they too began to raise their voices and sing. Won't you join me? Silent night, holy night. Happened that one Christmas. See, the following year this scene would not be repeated because the generals didn't want their soldiers seeing each other as human beings, with families and with children and with a sense of humor. So they issued orders against such friendliness and tried to demonize the enemy so that they would kill one another. But as for that first year of war, peace reigned for just a few moments. And then, as the most extraordinary day drew to a close, the men reluctantly returned to their trenches, to the mud, to the lice, and to the wet, and to the war. And in the midst of the hatred of the great war, the significance of a tiny baby born in Bethlehem, of that wonderful gift so freely given by God to win back the souls of men and women, was truly felt. You know, those men experienced peace for just a day. But this Christmas, 105 years later, Jesus is offering you true and lasting peace. Peace that lasts not just for a day or a couple of days, but peace that can last for all eternity. That little baby was God Almighty come to earth, humbling himself and opening the door for you to experience peace with God. With each other, and peace in every area of your life. And that is his gift to you this Christmas. You see, our world is a mess, as you probably know. Standards and behavior in our society are just falling apart. The phone is ringing. What can we do? Your family might be self-destructing. It might be collapsing. Christmas might be a time that you don't really love. But today, God is offering you a peace that passes all understanding. Remember the verse we started with, which said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace amongst those with whom he is well pleased." Well, that's the formula for peace, folks. It starts with giving God the glory in the highest. Now, some of you here might be your first time in church ever, might be your first time in church for a long time. Maybe you've ignored him. Maybe you've neglected him. Maybe you've been angry at him all year, maybe for years. But on this day of all days, maybe you need to start giving him the glory and the honor that he deserves. And the next step towards peace, as the angels promised, was to become one of those with whom God is well pleased. And I can tell you this morning, this Christmas day, nothing would please God more than for you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Your sin has you destined for hell, but Jesus came as a baby that first Christmas. He grew into a man and then he chose to lay his life down for you, to die in your place, to give you the peace that you could have only dreamed of. And I don't want you to leave this place without the peace that God offers you. It's here for you this morning. You know, the best known verse in the Bible is John 3:16. I want to read 16 and 17 to you. It says this: "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. And God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." We're not here as a church to condemn you. We're here to tell you that Jesus loves you, and that he offers you peace this Christmas day, such that you will never find anywhere else. His gift is there for you, just as it was for those soldiers so long ago. His arms are open to you. But it's only open to those who trust in the Lord. So I want to give you the opportunity to do that. I'm going to say a prayer. If you've never asked Jesus into your life, this is the moment to do it. Why not do it on Christmas Day, the last Christmas Day of the decade? What a great day to give your heart to Jesus. So I'm going to lead you in a prayer, then a song or two, and then we'll finish up. It will go by so quick. I don't want you to sit here and say, well, maybe he's talking to the guy next to me. Maybe he's talking to the person behind me. No, I'm not. I'm talking to you because Jesus loves you and God sent his son to die in your place so long ago. Won't you open your arms and receive the gift that he's so freely given to you? I'm going to give you the opportunity to do that right now. Would you bow your heads and let's pray and worship him together? Lord, I thank you that your presence is here and that the peace that passes all understanding in this mad, hate-filled world is available for us today. If you've never asked Jesus Christ into your life, I'm going to ask you to do that right now, to open your heart to him. And just pray these words with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry that I've sinned, that I haven't given you the right place in my life. But right now, Lord, I ask you into my life as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for accepting me into your family and giving me the gift of eternal life. If you prayed that prayer for the first time or the first time in a long time, I'm just going to ask you to shoot your hand up. Just stick it up high in the air, just where you are. We're not going to ask you to the front. We're not going to do anything weird. But just raise your hand if you prayed that prayer. Doesn't matter what age you are. Doesn't matter what your background is. Jesus loves you. Praise God. And now, Lord, for the rest of us, as we go off to enjoy this Christmas day with our families, I pray, Father, that you would just speak to us and that you would give us a day where we can be filled with your peace, just as they were so long ago. In the trenches there, just for that one Christmas, Lord, I pray that we would know your real peace in this world in the coming decade, in Jesus' name. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is... Come on, let's stand and sing. Round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas day. I'm going to finish with one song. It's not even a Christmas carol, but I want you to sing it with me, because it ought to be a Christmas carol, because it speaks of God's love. And I want you to just join me and sing it. I don't even think we got the words for it, but if you don't know it, you'll pick it up, because it's kind of something we've sung for all of our lives, I guess, many of us. But I want you to walk out of here knowing that Christmas is not about carols or fat guys in red suits. Christmas is about God's love poured out in the form of His Son, who walked away from the glories of heaven to lay His life down because He loves you. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son. So as we finish up, why don't you join me and sing this? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones who Him belong, they are weak, but He is. Come on, sing it out, come on. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me. Come on again, let's sing it out as we finish up. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. The Bible tells me so. Well, God bless you. Have a wonderful Christmas. Frohe Weihnachten. Joyous Noel.